How to avoid food from getting stuck in your lap band. One of the vagaries of the lap band, and it's not a great thing, is that some foods kind of lodge in or above the band, resulting in some chest discomfort or sternal discomfort, can cause productive burps and vomiting. This isn't a desired band, a desired effect of the lap band, and it can lead the lap band to slip or even cause band erosion. So the best way to avoid this is to prevent it. If you have something stuck, I have a podcast just about food being stuck. So let's talk about the different foods that can get stuck and how to avoid them. The first group of foods are doughy white bread, white crackers, sticky white rice, sticky white pasta. Those are all foods that, think about flour and water together, can get stuck above the band. Foods that don't get stuck in that thing typically are bread that are really hearty or healthy, such as Ezekiel bread, some Malba toast, long grain rice, and spaghetti squash instead of pasta. None of those foods are in a list of foods that a person who's concerned about losing weight would have on their diet anyway. So avoid those sorts of white foods. Those are not foods that you want to get stuck. And those cause slips, actual slips. As I talk about this, I've had two recent patients who've had slips. One fellow who ate a handful of goldfish, not thinking about it, popped it down, swallowed it real fast, and he got stuck and ended up trying to swallow a bunch of water and had a band slip. He ultimately had to go to surgery to relieve it. Another patient was eating a chocolate muffin for some school function, and the muffin got stuck. Instead of contacting me, he tried to drink water to get through it. It didn't work. So be very cautious of those types of foods. They're foods that you probably shouldn't be eating anywhere. They're nowhere on a good, healthy diet, but somehow people seem to get them in. The next group of foods that get stuck are fibrous foods. Now, humans don't have the digestive enzymes to break down the methylcellulose, which is the stuff that makes the cell wall of vegetables and fruits. Cows do, rabbits do, humans don't. But things that get stuck are things like this: the skins from grapes, the skins from apples, the skins from berries, pulpy fruits like grapefruit or pineapple, and vegetables that are stringy like some asparagus or broccoli. How do you get over that? Well, apples typically go well if they're peeled. Grapes can be frozen because by freezing, the grape skin is totally frozen. So when you eat it, you fracture that skin and it goes through the band easily. Blueberries by frozen. And remember, all of these ingredients can be placed into a nice smoothie. So you not only get the nutritional value of those fruits, but you get the fiber broken down so it passes through the band easily. Vegetables typically do well if they're cooked, although raw can go pretty well. And you can cook vegetables in a number of methods. My favorite method is sous vide style, and sous vide cooking is probably one of the best and safest cooking for lap band patients. Another way of getting in vegetables and breaking down the fiber is to dehydrate the vegetables. Dehydrated vegetables are readily tolerated. The methylcellulose fibers dried out, so when you crunch it, the vegetable goes down easily. You still get all the minerals and vitamins that are in that vegetable. Getting a dehydrator unit is pretty easy. You can get them from most kitchen cooking stores. They cost about $70. There is a difference between meats and vegetables. Vegetables, if you chew them enough, provided they're not stringy, and swallow them, will go through the band. Meats, however, it doesn't matter how much you chew them. If you have to chew them, it's better to spit it out because they won't. The reason meats get stuck is because proteins are sort of fibrous entities. And proteins, when they're overcooked, lose their water. Proteins have a lot of water in them, that's why they're juicy. But if you cook them above a temperature of about 160 degrees Fahrenheit, they'll get stuck, they dry out. So think about proteins like a sponge. And think about the band like a funnel. If you have a small funnel and you have a nice wet sponge, you can take a piece of that wet sponge and you can force it through that funnel pretty easily. But you take that sponge and put it in an oven at 350 degrees for an hour and then cut off a piece, it's just not going to go through. So how do you cook meats? Again, the best way is by sous vide cooking. Sous vide cooking is a method of cooking where you place the material into a water, to a vacuum sealed bag, into a water oven at a precise temperature. You can cook steak at 136 degrees, you can cook chicken at 148, turkey at 150, none of them will get stuck. And in fact, in one of our weight loss fests, I cooked chicken for people, one of the support groups, I cooked chicken for people, including people who said they could never eat it. So sous vide is good. There are other ways that you can cook it. You need to take it out, chicken out of the oven before it gets to about 145 degrees. Let it sit on the counter for about 10 minutes. Or you can use a rotisserie. Remember what I said about chewing. If you have a tough piece of meat, no longer how long you chew it, that meat will get stuck. If you have meat that is in broth, even though it's surrounded by broth or grease or sauce, if it's dried out, it'll get stuck. Campbell soup, classic example. Most fish typically don't get stuck, but if fish is overcooked, it will get stuck. Some people say, why do I cannot I eat eggs? Well, egg white is mostly protein. And because it's protein and it's put on a very hot grill and cooked very high heat very fast, most people can't tolerate eggs. But you can learn to cook eggs. I have some video demonstrations of that at terrysimpson.com. So I hope this answered your questions about why foods get stuck and gave you a little bit more of an idea of what we can do. If you check out drsimpson.com, you can sign up for my newsletter. Please do so. And we also have some courses for the lap band there. So if you're interested, please check them out. I'm Dr. Terry Simpson. Good day.